Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, last night in the postgame show, we were joking a little bit that you probably didn't have to tell the guys anything after the first period. In reality, what did you tell them after the first period?
Well, I challenged them a bit. There's no question, Schulze. I mean, unacceptable play in my, in my book in that first period. We just stood around. We didn't skate. We let them dictate the play. If it wasn't for Driscoll, they would have had a lead. You never act that way at home. We look like the road team on a Friday night in the first period, and they look like the home team. And to me, that was just unacceptable play. And I just said, basically, again, you don't come and show your fans how to play the game like that. And I was not happy. I was not happy, nor were they. But so what? You can't just keep your mouth shut. They know, but they also got to hear it, too.
Well, talk about the first two goals last night. First one, Owen Sillinger. He seems to score in bunches, doesn't he?
He's just a kind of a clutch kid. That's how I look at it, whether they're in bunches or whether they're not. But he's just a clutch kid, and that was a clutch goal last night.
I don't recall ever watching his dad in the NHL. It's not every day that you can get a kid of a guy who played 1,000 games in the NHL. As a younger player, though, what kind of a player was his dad?
Well, his dad was his dad, you're exactly right, Schulze. For him to survive 1,000 games in the NHL, he knew how to play the game, and he knew how to play the game right. I know as a junior playing for the Regina Pats, they've retired his jersey, and he was a prolific scorer in the Western Hockey League at that time. And then when his game evolved in the NHL, he had a lot of talent, he had a lot of skill, but he also, his game, he reinvented his game, and he became just a good two-way player. And I think, again, that's why you see 1,000 games in the NHL, because, again, he could do so many things. He was versatile. And when you're versatile, it's obviously, again, you can wear a lot of different hats.
Second goal last night, Tyler Vold hasn't been a everyday player for you, but, boy, that was a quick release of a shot, wasn't it?
100%, it was. And he got bopped on that, too, after he released it. He got bopped on that, and it was a big goal. It was a big goal. It was our insurance goal last night, and it was good for TiVo.
As you've progressed through the season now, 24th game tonight, have you kind of settled in on how you're using that extra skater? Because it's been Tyler a little bit. Darby Gula was that extra guy last night. But have you kind of settled in on how you use that role?
Yeah, we have. We just feel we're deeper on the back line, so we're trying to utilize that. And we've got some younger defensemen. We're playing our older defensemen in Billet and Beaudry and Eichstead and Muck. They are getting our top 4 minutes. Three of them are gone next year. We've used it all year where we've suited up seven defensemen because we want to try to get as many guys experience, even though they may not be getting hard minutes experience, but getting experience by playing. And we wanted to make sure, again, that we took advantage of that seventh defenseman for next year.
More with Coach Cerruteri when we return. Our pregame show continues on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerruteri. Last night, Tom, you took a couple of penalties. Penalty kill, again, looked pretty good. Did Alaska do anything on their power play that is unique, anything different, anything that you hadn't seen on video?
No, they're just doing a couple things on the power play break that we have to adjust it today. And then they do a pretty good job of keeping the puck on one half of the rink and kicking it over. And then they got a guy in the goal line that can be a little he can be a little dangerous. So we got to watch ourselves a little bit there. But we'll see if they do the same thing they did last night. I mean, we sit there and plan for what they did last night, and they sit there and change everything because they didn't have a lot of success. That happens all the time. So all the work you do on a Friday night after the game, a lot of times is for nothing because they change everything.
As the game progressed last night, what in your mind was the best part of your game?
Our intensity. We had no intensity in the first period, and we had three hits. We had three hits. We didn't sweat. And then the second period, we were more physical, and we sweated, and we had jam. We had intensity. We had 19 shots. We played the game the way we were supposed to. We held them to 9 shots the last two periods. So the tale of two games, the first period, again, we talked about it. It is what it is. In the last two periods, we played pretty good hockey, Schulze.
You mentioned earlier this week in your press conference that this is the third straight week against a pretty physical team. Physical play is not nearly as big of a factor of the game as it used to be, but when you're playing teams that play that way back-to-back-to-back weeks, does it make it easier?
I don't know if it makes it easier, but you still have to have an element of physicality in your game, and we've talked about that with our team. You have to have an element of physicality. Part of it might be on me, and I'll take the heat. Maybe I'm not emphasizing it as much as I did in the past where it used to be part of our DNA. You know, where you know, you finish your checks, you get 50 checks a game. We've obviously lightened up on that quite a bit over the years since all the rule changes. But also, I think what we're doing is we're passing up too many opportunities where you can get a good hit. You're creating one thing about physical play. You're creating turnovers. You're forcing teams to move the puck quicker or earlier before they want to do it. So we still need a little bit. We need an element of physicality. And I told our guys last week, Schultze, can every guy on our team give us one more hit? I'm not asking for everything. Like, I'm not asking for certain guys who maybe aren't that physical to reinvent their game, because it's not going to happen because they are who they are. But let's just say, could our physical players give us a couple more, two to three more, and our non-physical players give us one more? Well, next thing you know, you got 30 more hits a game. So again, collectively, you're asking your group to take charge and take part a little bit more in the physical aspect of the game. I don't think that's asking a whole heck of a lot. And if we do that, we're going to be more difficult to play against. So that's kind of been my crusade the last probably four or five games, Schultze, in the second half of the year, to try to get a little bit more of an element of physicality to our game.
I got to admit, I'm very intrigued watching the scores every night. The top six of this league, to me, since realignment, it's never been deeper. From a coach's standpoint, is it make it absolute chaos trying to move up into the standings when the top half is this deep?
Yeah, you got to win. You're right on. I mean, it all depends on how you want to look at it. But if you want, you know, if you want to move up, you got to win. If you don't want to move up, you know, there's no question. You're traveling. You're traveling week one. So we got a lot of second half of hockey right now. We got 13 games left. So I don't want to totally get consumed with the standings right now. I want to get more consumed with the Beavers. But you hit the nail on the head right there. You guys see what's going on. There's separation in our league, and there's, you know, and it could continue on that way.
Has the top half ever been this deep?
I don't know, Schultze. Again, I'd have to sit there and look over the last 5 years and just look at standings. You're catching me right now at a time where I haven't done any homework on those types of things. So I don't know. I'm sure there has been. But, again, there's no question. We're living in the present day. And in the present day, these top six are separating themselves, and they're deep, and anybody can beat anybody. And you take a look at the fifth and sixth place teams right now, Bemidji State and Lake Superior State. I wouldn't want to play Lake Superior State right now, and we're playing them in 2 weeks. They're just taking care of business right now. And I like how we're playing other than the first period. Like I said. Again, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, Schultze. We still have Saturday night against Fairbanks, and you know, we haven't performed very well on Saturdays. We're 3-7-1 on our Saturdays. So I did do that homework this morning. So I'm concerned about getting it done tonight.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.